This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. A lopsided snowpack changes the game. Captive audience law goes to court. Johnson faces tight margin in speaker vote. All eyes on the northern snowpack. Overall, California snowpack is in strong standing, according to the Department of Water Resources, which conducted its first snow survey of the year yesterday. With 108% of average to date, the conditions are three times better than this time last year. But the lopsided pattern of winter storms has bumped the north to 161% of average, more than halfway to meeting its overall average for the winter. Yet the southern Sierra stands at just 75% and would need above average accumulation for the rest of the winter to make up for the deficit. State climatologist Michael Anderson told reporters the long-term outlook indicates a storm moving at the end of January, likely missing Southern California, but uncertainty remains high at this point. It could get worse. David Rizzardo, who monitors hydrologic conditions at DWR, warned of the dire drought conditions of 2022. The snowback water content grew by less than an inch that January and steadily declined through a warm spring. Anderson will be tracking models for any signs of a miracle March that might be in the works. Keep in mind, reservoirs through the state are sitting at and mostly above average, owing largely to conservative allocations last year. That leaves Central Valley irrigation districts less reliant on imported water, but with few options for storing the north excess flows this year. The imbalance could propel a flurry of activity for groundwater recharge. But the momentum gained from the wet winter of 2023 slowed last year, and water managers struggle with permitting hurdles and unreliable delivery forecasts. On that note, UC Agriculture and Natural Resources has hired a big name in the small world of climate outreach. Daniel Swain has joined the California Institute for Water Resources as a climate scientist focusing on extreme droughts, floods, and wildfires. Swain has gained a broad social media following for his frequent posts and video briefings unpacking complex climate modeling and the potential for triggering extreme events in California. He has often lamented that few organizations invest in such public outreach. Cal Chamber sues over captive audience law. The California Chamber of Commerce joined the California Restaurant Association in a lawsuit against the state over SB 399. The bill enables employees to decline meetings where their employer discusses political or religious opinions. The complaint alleges the bill violates the First and 14th Amendments and oversteps federal regulations set by the National Labor Relations Act. In a statement, Cal Chamber President and CEO Jennifer Barrera said they, quote, repeatedly underscored the fact that SB 399 was a huge overreach during the legislative process. It's important to note the Agriculture Council of California, California Farm Bureau, and Western Growers Association were among a lengthy list of organizations supporting Cal Chamber and opposing the bill last year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Commerce Department mulls ban on Chinese-made drones tech. U.S. will consider whether to restrict drones made with Chinese and Russian parts over national security and espionage concerns, the Commerce Department said yesterday. Commerce Bureau of Industry and Security It's examining the threats posed by foreign adversaries and drone supply chains and weighing new rules to limit imports, according to a statement soliciting public feedback to shape any future regulations. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Walmart recalls broccoli due to possible listeria contamination. Bags of broccoli sold at hundreds of Walmart stores in 20 states have been recalled over possible listeria contamination. Braga Fresh also has voluntarily advised against consuming specific bags of washed and ready-to-eat market-side broccoli florets. The affected broccoli's best-if-used-by date was December 10th, so it should no longer be in stores. But the Food and Drug Administration advises consumers who might still have the item in freezers to discard it immediately. So far, there are no illnesses associated with the product, according to the FDA. New Congress kicks off this afternoon with a crucial speaker vote teed up. A new Congress will meet at noon today to select the next Speaker of the House, swear in new members, and then pass the next slate of House rules. However, it's still unclear if current Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana has successfully won over enough colleagues to secure his reelection. Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky has shared on social media that he will not back the Louisiana Republican, despite incoming President Donald Trump's endorsement of Johnson. So far, that is the only public, quote, no vote. Johnson acknowledged he could only afford to lose one or two votes today, but appeared confident that he would prevail. During an interview yesterday with Fox and Friends, he said he spoke with every member that has expressed concerns about his reelection over the holiday break. "We're going to get this done," Johnson said in the interview. Keep in mind, a significant delay in electing a speaker could bump up against efforts for Congress to certify the presidential election results on January 6th. Frontrunner in German elections pushes for new EU-US FTA. The frontrunner to become Germany's next chancellor, Friedrich Merz, wants to revive talks on a transatlantic free trade agreement, he said yesterday. The Obama administration launched the negotiations on a trade and investment agreement with the European Union, but President Donald Trump shelved the effort in his first term. Merz is running for chancellor in Germany's snap election in February, which was triggered after incumbent Chancellor Olaf Scholz lost a vote of confidence in Parliament. A new European-American initiative for mutual free trade could prevent a dangerous tariff spiral, Merz, who leads the conservative Christian Democratic Union Party, told Germany's press agency DPA. Merz also argued the EU should prepare for higher tariffs under a second Trump administration, but shouldn't necessarily retaliate. He said, quote, "Our response to this should not be to start imposing tariffs as well." Here's today's final word. I am better positioned than ever to prepare for a second Trump presidency and fight against the many extreme plans coming our way, much of it directed at the environment. That Representative Jared Huffman, a California Democrat who's taking over as ranking member of the House Natural Resources Committee. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Elliott.